Jared Ollie's looking alright out there. He's just taking a bit of an overhead mark and looks like the thumb doesn't look too troubling.
Yeah, well, obviously it's a week-by-week proposition with him, and obviously still got that fracture in the thumb, and yeah, for him it'll be about sort of getting confidence in handling the footy, and but yeah, it'll get through the week of training, but yeah, good to hear that he's out there touching the footies.
So, medically, has he been cleared yet?
Oh, look, as I said, it's a week-to-week thing, so we know what the issue is. We know that if it was a full rest up, it's a longer period, but these players are pretty resilient, so we'll just, it's more about, you know, obviously managing pain more than anything probably for him, and whether he's confident in handling the footy.
So he would get the final call then, I suppose?
Yeah, you could probably say that, but I dare say the doctors will have a big say in that too. Now, you've got to look at the bigger picture as well in terms of long-term damage as well. But yeah, once again, it's a week-to-week thing with him.
Yeah, so at this stage, hopeful. Yeah,
we'd love him to be playing, but he's got to be confident himself and got to tick a few boxes off and obviously get that, obviously, tick of approval from the doc, and he's got to be comfortable with himself as well.
When you say long-term damage, is there a risk of, I mean, obviously if he breaks it again, but as it stands now, if he said, I'm okay to play and pain-wise is good, then, I mean, there's no risk of re-injuring it?
Oh, I think like with any fracture, if you come back slightly earlier, there's always the possibility of re-injuring it. So yeah, it's like any injury, not that in particular, no.
Dixon and Motlop, 7 goals between them yesterday, enough to put them in the frame, chance to come back this week?
Yeah, it was nice they hit the scoreboard. Proud of the two fellas that they went back with and showed great character, and obviously really helped the Magpies get a good win. And played their roles, and that's what we asked of them. So it was really pleasing that they hit the scoreboard, and yeah, you know, once again, it's Monday, and we'll discuss their names, but the biggest thing was that they went back, touched the footy, put the ball through the sticks, and played with a lot of confidence.
It seems like you had a real genuine goal on Saturday night. You just couldn't quite get that forward sort of structure, connection, spark, if you like. Is that how you assessed it?
Yeah, well, once again, I think we had probably 50-odd, 55 inside 50s, plenty of ball from stoppage. Yeah, look, we had some real good passages of play where we looked really damaging. We gave ourselves plenty of opportunities to have shots on goal, and we obviously just got to get better at finishing our work.
That's the biggest issue, is it? Because you said you probably had enough footy and chances to win 2 games.
Yeah, we have. Probably a little bit different from the Richmond game to this game. Yeah, the Richmond game, we probably really hurt ourselves with our turnover, critical parts of the ground. This week, we cleaned that up to some degree, and yeah, we got back to playing the way that we want to play, and took the right opportunities. But in the end, a little bit of connection and probably a little bit of polish in the end is probably what hurt us. Yeah, and it could have been obviously a fantastic win if we had.
You still have 1 game out of the 8 on the ladder, obviously. I guess you would still be internally pushing for finals.
Yeah, like we're up for the fight. There's no question about that. The biggest thing, I suppose, for us as a club is to obviously, yeah, like that is finals, but it's looking from week to week, and we know we have to win. And that you can't question the attitude of the players, the pressure that obviously comes with it. And we saw on the weekend, you know, we fronted up again, and probably one that got away, but we get a great opportunity this week. And yeah, regardless of the ladder, we just got to make sure we're up for the fight and come out and look forward to getting a win on the board.
You've had sort of 4 in the last 5 losses. Your form, as you said, been a bit rollercoaster. Have some of those losses taught you a bit more about the group, given the Richmond one sort of 40-odd points, 1 point on the weekend? You're learning more in close losses about where the group's at?
Yeah, well, obviously you learn a lot about your losses. There's always parts of your game you can look to improve. The good thing for, I suppose, from our players is that they have been buying into that and wanting to improve, and we've seen progression in that from week to week. And we've got a young group, they're resilient, and we've got to make sure that we stay in a positive frame of mind, and they have been doing that. And, you know, and obviously we learned from the weekend's game as well that at the end of the day we gave ourselves opportunities. We've just got to make sure that we reward ourselves with finishing off.
Just on that, you were here last year, obviously. Paul's won 9 of his past 25 games, which is one of the lowest win-loss records in that period. What does that say about where the club is at?
Oh, as you just stated, Andrew, is that I wasn't here last year. I can only sort of go about what we're here. We're a different side. You know, new players have come in, new coaches. We've looked at our game plan, changed certain things in that. So there's some differences there. So I don't know if we can sort of really connect both of them. Yeah, look, if you look at the win-loss, yeah, look, it doesn't stack up. But there's a lot of variables that go into that. But what we do know is that what we have shown is that against the top sides is that when we get it right, we are a damaging side. And that's exciting for the supporters, for the club, for everyone involved, for the future. Let's not look at the win-loss. Let's look at what we're actually developing. I think that's the important thing.
Rewald said today that the one side you don't really want to play in the finals is Port Adelaide because they're upside when they play their best footy as anyone.
Yep.
So you do take a lot of positives out of knowing what you can reach. You just got to get it more consistent.
Yeah, and the consistency word gets thrown around, and I think we've addressed that. Yeah, if you're looking at it one point, you know, we're not rewarding ourselves for our hard work. you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy. And that's probably been the case in the last couple of weeks. But you know, the one thing about this playing group is that they're very positive, very upbeat, and they're very much in the fight to want to make sure that we get to where we want to get to, whether that's this year or in the future. But I know that one thing is our focus is purely on this week against a quality side in Essendon. So we got to make sure that we bring that brand of footy that, and hopefully it all comes together.
Jared, when you do have a few losses, which Andrew alluded to, does the coaching group feel that heat as well, I guess, from the outside as well as within?
Oh, we're all in it together. You know, it's not... Kenny, you're out by yourself and we sort of hide him behind. No, we're all in it together. And I think that's been the real growth in the whole club is that we're really connected in what we're trying to achieve. And, you know, you feel for the players. They go out and give their all. We give them as much information and intel on the opposition to go execute. But also at the same time, our main focus is playing our brand of footy. And we have been doing that. We just probably haven't been hitting the scoreboard and being efficient as much as what we'd like, but that's a team thing. That's not just purely one area. That's a collective 22 players that play. We're all in it together.
You feel like it's close?
Of course it's close. We got very close on the weekend. More scoring shots, more inside 50s, a lot of positives in a lot of areas. And at the end of the day, we fell short.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.